This is the catch up on three things for the Indian Express, and I am Utsha Sermon. It's the 3rd of October, and here are the headlines. The Delhi police have registered a case against the Popular Front of India under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act in Southeast Delhi's Shaheen Bagh. Delhi Police Chief Sanjay Arora released an order last week during three addresses in Shaheen Bagh and neighbouring areas as spaces being used to carry out unlawful activities of the PFI and its associates. The Indian government has already declared the PFI, Rehab India Foundation, All India Imams Council, National Confederation of Human Rights Organization and other organizations as unlawful associations. The Surat police yesterday detained 19 people ahead of a proposed rally organized by Diamond Walkers as it was being conducted without permission. Surat Unit President Bhavesh Tank told Indian Express, quote, "We organized the rally for the betterment and benefits of lakhs of diamond workers. There are 14 issues related to the diamond industry. Some of them are that diamond workers should be covered under the Labour Act, professional taxes recovered from the diamond polishers should be stopped, and the shifting of diamond industries from Surat to foreign countries should be stopped," unquote. Two groups clashed and hurled stones at each other over putting up a religious flag in Savli town in Gujarat's Vadodara district. A police official said today that 36 people have been arrested. The incident occurred on Saturday night after a group of people objected to members of another community trying to put up a religious flag alongside their flag on an electricity pole in Dhamijika Dera locality, a Savli police station official said. Today, the Indian security agencies received inputs of a possible bomb onboard an Airbus A340 aircraft operated by Iranian carrier Mahan Air when the plane was in Indian airspace. This led to Air Force jets being scrambled. According to sources, the passenger aircraft was on its way from Tehran to China when an alert was triggered. The Indian Air Force, in a statement, said, quote, "IAF fighter aircraft were scrambled, which followed the aircraft at a safe distance. The aircraft was offered the option to land at Jaipur and then at Chandigarh. However, the pilot declared his unwillingness to divert to either of the two airports," unquote. Today, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei responded publicly to the biggest protests in Iran in years, breaking weeks of silence to condemn what he called rioting and accused the US and Israel of planning the protests. Khamenei said that he was heartbroken by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in the custody of Iran's morality police and called her death a sad incident. However, he sharply condemned the protest as a foreign plot to destabilize Iran. This was the catch-up on three things by the Indian Express.